Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Road safety is very much in the news at the moment. We're heading for, unfortunately, what could be a record year for road deaths in Ireland. There's been 69 people killed on our roads so far, and we're only in at the very start of May. It's something we all need to be conscious, of course, and speed is a big element, but we're talking to somebody now who went through possibly the worst thing that could happen to anybody in their lives. In 2012, Elbert Toomey was in a car with her family, and they were in a crash with a taxi driver who it later turned out was actually suicidal and was looking to be in an accident. Her beautiful little boy Oisin and her unborn daughter lost their lives in a crash, and her husband Con died as a result of her injuries. Elber joins me on the line now. Good morning, Elber.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Elber, this is so difficult for you to talk about, but such an important subject, I suppose, as well. At the moment, as I said, we're in the midst of a really, really bad run of road accidents on Irish roads and on Cork roads as well. Can you tell us about what happened in 2012? Where were you all going to?
We were actually on the way to an indoor swimming pool because it was raining that morning. Mm. And we had gone to the swimming pool in the morning, and we were on our way to an indoor play area. We'd gone for our lunch at the campsite, and we were on our way to an indoor play area for little man when tragedy struck us.
Yeah, okay. That was in 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
And Con survived until actually today is his anniversary.
Oh.
He lived for 10 months and then he passed away.
Right. In the aftermath of the accident, so much happening. Obviously, it's a huge thunderbolt hitting your life. But when did you find out about the other person who was involved in the accident? And what were you told?
There was an independent review by the Police Complaints Commission in the UK. Mm. Because the police were following Marek Lertimer Sinem at the time. So there had to be an investigation as to what happened. Mm. And when I read the review that was released the October after the crash, I discovered that they knew he was suicidal. And I was enraged. I was saying, if somebody was suicidal, how could you even dream of following them with blues and twos, you know?
Yeah.
Now, maybe he would have done it anyway, who knows, but that was our fate on the day.
No, we should say that this accident did happen in the UK, and there was a pursuit involving the police, is that right?
There was, yeah. His wife would, and a friend of the family would have notified the police that he was missing and that he had left a suicide note. So that was, they spotted him and followed him. And I always thought, you know, obviously I, for want of a better word, hated Marek until I read the report. And then you kind of get into his head and kind of say, my God, it was the police were wrong. And then over at Little Man's inquest, when I saw the police guy, the police officer, he was only 24 or 5, a young guy. He was in the car by himself when he alerted the control room that he had spotted Marek. And I thought they gave him no help. So that's why I began the campaign of, you know, suicide awareness training for the police and the Gardaí here, because...
Yeah, can you tell us more about that? Because after suffering such a tragedy in your life, I think a lot of people would understand if you withdrew from this subject, if you weren't involved in it, if you never wanted to think again in your life about road accidents or these kind of subjects. Can you tell us what led you to getting involved in this at the start?
I wanted to bring about change. I mean, Connie O'Sheen and Little Lady were here for a reason. You know, it was fighting their fight, you know, that it wouldn't happen to somebody else, the same thing. So it was there to me. I was just their voice. And it's their legacy that all these wonderful changes have been made, and that there is a greater awareness out there, you know, because even just the fact of at the time saying we were involved in a road accident, I don't think there is such a thing as a road accident. I think there are collisions there, and the very most of the road traffic collisions that we have are avoidable.
Yeah.
You know, be it they're speeding. I mean, you look at the roads at the moment, look at the level of surface water that's on them from the weather we've had. And yet people seem to be taking no heed to adjust accordingly. I mean, if you hit water at speed, you're going to aquaplane and have absolutely no control of your car. You know, and I think...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
We need to take ownership, everybody, from the pedestrian on the road to wearing a high-vis jacket and having a flash lamp at night so the driver can see you and move in. And similarly, the driver keep an eye out for pedestrians and for cyclists, you know, and turn the bloody mobile phone off, you know, and wear your seatbelt. The number of people, the statistics are frightening to think in this day and age, about 21% of people are caught with no seatbelt on. Yeah.
It is crazy, the seatbelt thing in particular. I mean, this is the most simple thing, and you still. I've seen people, or I know people who will put the seatbelt into the holder or the anchor point, just so the beeping stops in the car, and they'll sit on the seatbelt tied up behind them. It's just unbelievable.
It's staggering, absolutely staggering. Like, I know myself from what my sister told me, when she saw me in ICU in the UK. Like, obviously, I was black and blue after the crash, but I was more black and blue because of the seatbelt. I definitely wouldn't have survived if I wasn't wearing a seatbelt that day.
But bring you back to your own campaigning, because this happened in 2012. I know that there have been major changes, for instance, in the way the police will pursue a dangerous driver or somebody they know to be in a distressed state. I mean, that has changed, hasn't it?
Yes, thank God. Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Yeah.
They tend to keep back and keep the noise down. That's all I ever wanted. Mm. You know, just monitor. Because like in our case, that day, Mark would have done 12 laps of Hamlin Way from roundabout to roundabout, just driving around. He was driving at a normal speed. He wasn't aggressive. He wasn't, you know, driving fast and accelerating and then reducing his speed. He was just driving normally until there was police presence. No, maybe he had decided he was on the 13th lap, he was going to do it. I will never know that. Mm. But I always thought that the presence of the siren,
yes,
and the blue lights and the flashing of lights just sent him over the edge.
Because traffic police especially are trained to de-escalate situations now, to not get in close with people like that, because
because
what they know is if you chase somebody, they will run and they'll go faster and faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you were involved in, and that's been part of what you've been campaigning on?
It has indeed.
And then suicide awareness, because again, I know that the Gardaí have made major strides in this area, and actually, it has to be said, a lot of frontline responders are trained now in suicide awareness, in dealing with people who are suicidal, who are at a crisis point. Is that something that you've been involved in as well, and how has that worked with you?
Well, it's just, I suppose, it was just a group. No, I was involved. We had Tumi Weekend. We ran Tumi Weekend for 10 years, where we fundraised for suicide charities and for the hospitals and St. Joseph Foundation and different units around Cork. But yeah, it was just to create an awareness that, and you know, sometimes the best thing to do is say nothing to people. Just listen.
Yeah.
You know, I think... As Irish people, myself included, we kind of tend to struggle with silences. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sometimes some people who are not feeling very well, all they want is somebody to sit beside them.
Mm.
And if you give them an opportunity, do you know, just to talk calmly to them.
Yeah, and you know, we're at the start of a bank holiday weekend here, and every bank holiday weekend, especially during the summer, we have the Gardaí have campaigns, and there's road safety campaigns. And but I've from recent cases in Cork, and there was somebody caught doing nearly 200 kilometres an hour earlier in the week on the Macroom bypass going along there. The speed and distraction seem to be the main factors. Speed and distraction. You have people going way too fast on the wrong roads, but you also have people, and I see it, and everybody sees it driving around. You pass people and they have a phone up in their hand and they're looking at a phone. What do you think as yourself? What do you think when you see that?
Oh my God, it drives me bonkers. It really does. I just think, you selfish twat, pull over.
Mm.
Do you know, we could all do it. But it's just, I think there's a whole lack of respect for one another and for the rules. And to be honest with you, I really think, number one, we need to reinstate road safety to a higher position in government, that it needs a department and it needs so many units involved in it, from the education department, getting into primary schools, talking to kids, getting them... You know, creating an awareness of the right thing. It's a bit like the smoking ban in 2003 when it was brought in. Everybody thought it would fail, but instead it was absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
Like we're at a crisis point in Ireland now, and I do think educating little people, making it compulsory for people at least up to junior cert in secondary school, and then maybe leave it as an option for leaving cert. But it would be great to think that you'd leave secondary school with a life skill called your license and be aware that, God help, 69 families have been destroyed already this year. But if you think about it, on average, there tends to be five times that number of people who are left alive with life-changing injuries.
Yes.
So you have close on 400 families now in turmoil since Christmas.
Yeah.
And those people, you know, they'll never again have the quality of life that they had. They're left with nothing other than a living death.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, because it is a very difficult subject, and of course for you, having lost your family essentially in this one thunderclap moment, but it's a message that people have to hear, don't they? And it is this weekend to slow down and put the phone away.
Leave on time. And if you're going to be late, you're never going to collect 5-10 minutes on the road. You're actually not. The easiest thing to do is just ring ahead and say, listen, Mary, I'll be 10 minutes late. It's not the end of the world.
That's a good point. You're driving along and somebody overtakes you and you think, oh my God, they're in a hurry. And they're thinking, I'm making up time here. And then you go down the road and there they are behind another car and you're seeing them again.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
And it's endangering yourself. And more selfishly, you're endangering the other members of the public out there.
Yeah. Okay. Albert Toomey, thank you very much for talking to us this morning and for giving us that very important message. Thank you, and enjoy your weekend.
Cork's 96 FM.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.